And I know you touched on this a little bit earlier, but what are some of the other service groups and organizations that you belong to?
Well, presently, as I said, I'm the chair of the Petawawa Housing Corporation Board of Directors, and that, of course, is a housing which has got a mix of affordable housing, market rent housing, and rent geared to income housing. It's located on Victoria Street. I'm also the president of the Petawawa Civic Centre Fundraising Committee, and quite active within my church and various ministries. I also volunteer for various fundraising organizations, such as the Arthritis Society, and I do a lot of, I call them one-offs. So if somebody just needs somebody to come out for a day and to do a function, and I don't care whether it's selling tickets or whether it's handing out water to people. I like to do those kind of things because they don't require a lot of ongoing. I tend to get myself busy enough that these one-offs are really good. And of course, I'm a real big supporter of the Petawawa Pantry Food Bank. Not on their board or anything, but I really do believe in the good work that they do.
It sounds like you're really busy and have a lot of things on the go. So, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Well, there's always that, and I have to tell you, this COVID, and I know that a lot of us have been saying this and seeing this on the internet that the downtime has really allowed us to return to what's important or to renew some of our connections with things that we've done in the past. So, of course, for me, what I like to do in my spare time is spend time with my family and friends, who really are the foundation of my happy place, I call it. I'm also a dog sitter. I look after canines. I'm an absolute dog lover. And I've looked after everything from 2.5 pound Yorkies to 192 pound Great Danes, so that's an absolute blast. But on a much lighter side, I enjoy walking, biking, cross country skiing, and traveling.
Wow, sounds like a lot of fun, and again, just keeps you busy when you're not out in the community. So, moving on, I guess, what would you say some of your biggest accomplishments, whether throughout your career, your municipal career, or just in your lifetime, would be?
Well, sure. I guess I've been really blessed to work and volunteer with people who share similar passions and philosophies. And anything that I've accomplished in my lifetime in any of my fields has, of course, been a result of working with others. So I guess in this vein, there were a number of accomplishments, but three that come to mind, of course, in my working career, the development and the growing of the military family support program here in Petawawa, particularly in the critical areas, as I think of them, of childcare, deployment, and employment support. So they're doing absolute wonderful things. So it was nice to have been on the ground floor of a lot of those initiatives. Of course, with the Petawawa Housing Corporation, the addition of 14 affordable housing units for seniors in our community, I guess we've been in there about a year and a half now with those units attached to the existing units, so that's really great. And as a member of our council team, sitting around the table and focusing our efforts on ensuring that Petawawa is second to none in terms of being a safe, vibrant, active and accessible community. My involvement with the age-friendly community planning process a few years ago helped in a small way to contribute to the awarding of a community transportation grant that we received last year. And that's basically an accessible van that through a partnership with CareFor can be used by seniors, people with disabilities, vulnerable youth and low-income individuals in the town of Petawawa. So, that's a really nice outcome. If you don't drive, Petawawa was not that big, but sometimes it's quite big. So that was a real win for us.
Well, that's great, and those are some pretty outstanding accomplishments. So I guess my last question would be, what advice would you have for anybody who might be listening to this interview?
Okay. Well, I guess for me, I've tried to live by the motto of a world-renowned parenting expert who I absolutely love her philosophies. Her name is Barbara Colarasso, and she has a philosophy that says, say what you mean what you say, and do what you said you were going to do. So I believe that that translates into, act with integrity, be honest, and follow through with what you said you were going to do. If you can't, let people know, but take responsibility and say yes to what you can do and get on with doing it. So also, I think, be kind to yourself. If you make mistakes, so be it. We all make mistakes, but mistakes are great learning opportunities. And And most importantly, this translates into get involved in your community, get involved in ways that support your passions and your beliefs, because my personal experience is that if you do get involved with things that align with your passions and belief, you'll find that you get back far more out of volunteering and doing what you do than what you actually give. So it's a real win as a person to grow and to learn new things and to meet new people, and it's just the connectiveness. So I guess that would be, you know, my advice.
All right, that's great. I think that covers all the questions I had. Was there anything else you'd like to add or share?
No, other than I thank you very much. I'm really honored to have been selected as somebody who might have something important to say about my lifestyle and what maybe I've done in the town of Petawawa. But again, there are so many great people, and I think sometimes we think, oh, we have to do big things. But my personal belief is, you know, even if you're a follower, if you're handing out that water, or if you're taking those tickets or whatever, you're contributing to the bigger outcomes, and that's really all that matters.
All right, Teresa, thank you so much for taking the time to be a part of this feature that we're doing on MyFM, and we are really happy to have you and share some of your experiences, and thank you again for taking the time to be a part of our Women of Influence Day.
Outstanding. Well, thank you, Rudy. Really appreciate it.